Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Would you like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation? Can you be so kind, share your opinion, and be brief? Now, just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? Black African-American, white Caucasian, Hispanic Latino, Native American, or mixed race?
Black.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
I'm voting.
Definitely or probably?
That's a definite.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
46.
46, thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Sir, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number between 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you, sir. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
An independent.
Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Is strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I approve.
Somewhat approved or strongly approved?
Somewhat approval.
And sir, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: reducing crime, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. If you can select two of them, the most important issues. I know there are. I'm sorry?
You gave me 100 choices. Lowering the cost of healthcare and insurance.
And another
and then,
one?
Making college affordable and forgiving student loans.
Thank you, sir. And I do appreciate your patience on the line. Very kind of you. Sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. How about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
75.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
75.
And Democrats in Congress in general?
75.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., what number?
0.
And Tim Scott? What number?
0.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress in general?
0.
And Donald Trump?
Minus zero.
Zero is the lowest we can go, sir. How about Jill? Yes, yeah, sir. How about Jill? Jill Stein from 0 to 100. Do you recognize the name?
Jill Stein. No, I don't remember the name or anything about it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving right along. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West, for who would you vote? And if you are undecided, please say so.
The election was the day I vote for Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Only a little?
Okay. And have you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable, somewhat less, or much less favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration? Can you mention at least one thing?
Student loan forgiveness.
The loan forgiveness for the students, right?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Moving right along. Okay. Now, sir, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot? Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Less favorable.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, and what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? Can you mention one thing?
He's apparently got convicted.
The conviction that just happens, correct?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. And now, I'd like you to read you some what some others have said. They believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The stagnant wages and raising costs, the rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, or the lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, or cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, or Donald Trump and getting elected president again? What do you think is the biggest threat to the African-American community? You can select two.
Jobs.
Okay.
Jobs and the phase of white supremacy.
Cut the social lack of economic and jobs opportunity. Okay. And the white supremacy, right? Thank you, sir. And for each of the following issues, can you please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will do a better dealing with this issue? Implementing common sense gun reforms to help to keep the guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them. Who do you think will do better on that issue, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Joe Biden somewhat more or much more, much better?
Somewhat more.
Okay. How about on the issue of bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs? Who do you think will do a better job? Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. Yeah,
much
Joe
more
Biden.
Or smart?
Much more.
Okay. How about the securing our borders? Who do you think will do better on that one? Donald Trump or Biden?
You say security and border? That's
border.
Trump
will
do better.
Securing our borders. Who do you think will do better on that issue? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. How about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Who do you think will do better dealing with that issue? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, how about protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare? Same question, same option.
Joe Biden.
Okay.
Joe Biden.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
How about the growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you? Who do you think will do better on that one?
Joe Biden.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. Now, and generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Somewhat less or much less favorable?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. And generally speaking, sir, do you think that the trial was fair or unfair?
It was fair.
Very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Okay, and since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said the black people or black community are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, sir, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
I strongly disagree or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not that often or not at all?
Often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter or X or other?
Facebook.
It's just Facebook or some other?
Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. Thank you, sir. Now, we're almost done. Okay. Now, to finish this up, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of a schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, or college, or vocational certificate, college graduate, postgraduate?
College.
Thank you, sir. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yep.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Twice a week or more.
Twice a week or more. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
All.
Nearly all? Is that correct?
Yes, nearly
okay.
All.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, sir. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Yes.
And were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. It's been a pleasure, sir. Enjoy your family, okay? Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.